Man, I wish that motherfucker do me a favor and go jump off one of them closest bridges, man.
This is Phone Freaks.
What's my motivation here? You want to shoot a load? I don't know.
Yeah, you want, you looking for the big booty niggas in the room.
Blue. Hey. Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, fucking horny, man.
Well, me too, man. Just raging bone here. Working my tits, working my dong. How about you?
Yeah. Working my big old 8-inch.
Nice.
All 8 inches?
Yeah, I got 7, like about 6. It's very thick. Just love a squirt come out
of it. Yeah, the one that my sister has is like 500.
My mouth, man.
It's a lot for your own, like, scoop of ice cream, whatever you want it. Sucks.
But there's other ones that are only 200.
You got a lot of freaks in. I'm not
Ninja ice cream. Ice creamy. Yeah,
drip a lot of milk out of that dick.
Yeah.
Big hanging fucking cocks, man.
Ice cream, gelato, and sorbet.
Yeah, hairy balls, no? Big hairy tanks.
Yeah.
A lot of my big hairy tanks licked and sucked on.
Put that big old tank in my mouth.
Yeah.
Milk it.
Welcome, hairy nuts, man. Eat those hairy nuts.
Yeah, let me put my big old hairy nuts in your mouth.
It sounds like the one guy's actually jerking it and the other guy is like trolling him.
I wonder if there are any nuts that have what would, like, fibrous hairs on them. No. I don't want to Google hairy nuts. Hairy nuts edible.
Coconuts.
There's a milkweed called hairy balls.
It's getting hard. Oh, jeez, God, man. Oh, these dick sucked off.
Oh. Lychees are hairy. The kind of nuts?
Like the big balls.
Rambutan fruit.
Suck them big old balls, man.
That's a hairy fruit that's shaped like balls.
Like both of them?
Like that big dick in your face.
So it looks like strawberries with some kind of like fiber spores coming out of them, but you crack them open and it looks like a lychee inside.
So if strawberry and kiwi had a baby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, rambutan is a hairy lychee, so it tastes just like lychee. Yeah, there's a green rambutan that looks like a kiwi.
I like to put my big old dick in your butt.
Right in my butt.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Right up.
Get up your ass.
Right up my stinker.
I got a big old dong and he fucks some ass.
Yeah, coconuts are the only hairy nuts.
I win.
Oh, yeah.
What do I win?
You said that was good. Fuck you. Stick it in there.
It'd be hilarious if there was somebody that giggled every time that they heard one of like the words, like, I want to put my dick in your hairy ass. Sorry, it's ass is funny, but I'm so horny. The word horny. No. Too dumb.
You're only ruining your own jerk session.
Hi, this is Mateen Stewart, and you're listening to Phone Freaks.
Are you doing much touring?
Not really, man. I got some Pacific Northwest West states
I was opening up for a couple comics, but I mean, I want to be able to get on the road more, but like financially at the position I am right now. So I'm, you know, I can work like a C club, a B club, but some of the A clubs won't headline me. They'll give me like an off night. And then if I feature at an A club, unless you're with someone famous, you're not going to be able to make any money because features haven't gotten a raise because comics are the worst people. And we can in the union because comics are the worst people. Like they would be so many scabs. And the thing about comedy is we're like people, if I say, no, I'm not going to work for $100 on a show, there's a guy or a girl that are like, well, I'll do it for $100. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Out the stage time where there's no solidarity in everything. And I feel like there's no way that a feature comic on at a club should be getting paid the same amount of money that they did 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever work over at the Comedy Store since you're talking about the minimum pay?
No, I don't work the Comedy Store. I mean, I would love to be able to become a regular there. You know, that's like the mecca of comedy, the comedy frat house, I call it. I don't know. Like they changed the way that they did things. They made it a little more of a due process than it was in prior years. But also, it's a lot harder now because there's so many comedians.
Mm-hmm.
First started, and you know, there was like 12 comics. So and that's how they got to have infinite stage time. And I feel like that's the goal for me as a comedian, is to be able to have infinite stage time and be able for people to be like, hey, Mateen's here. Let's throw him up. You know, walk in the room and go up. Walk up, go up. That's a goal of mine. And I also have to look at some things that I have accomplished where, you know, I worked the Laugh Factory, I worked the Improv. It's not as much as I would like, but I still get to do it. And there's comedians that don't have that opportunity. So, like I said, I performed my first time at the Hollywood Improv, and now I have a weekly show there.
Oh, nice. And so
that's balance, you know? Mm-hmm. If you would have told me when I started doing comedy 11 years ago that this would be the case, I would be like, cool. It took me 11 years, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Would you say the Improv is your home base?
Yeah, that's my home base. Yeah, they show me the most love. I love Rita over there. All the staff, all the managers there, they're all cool people. They've never acted like they were better than me, or they never looked down upon me and everything. So, you know, it took me a while to get to that process. And some things happened where like, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened, what got me to where I was supposed to go. And, you know, I just want to be able to appreciate the things that I have instead of not worrying about the things that I have.
Yes. Little boy in the building now, man. Where them thick booty niggas at, man? What's going on, man?
Oh,
well, them niggas.
That sound like Ving Rhames,
man. A motherfucking put that motherfucker.
It does.
Face, man.
Oh, you were doing theater. I kind of want to do a black box play of the phone callers, like in a what would look like a call center.
Dude, that would be great.
Nice motherfucking cheeks.
How do you
a live version of this?
Yeah, a live version of it. How do you think the audition process would go when you're giving these the sides to the actors?
Motherfucker, straight up.
Dude, actors would eat that shit out.
What's my motivation here? You want to shoot a load? I don't know.
Yeah, you looking for the big booty niggas in the room.
Maybe we should collab because I feel like we'd be able to get a bunch of grants due to all the boxes we can check for the demographics on
this. This demographic is great.
I taught you your motherfucking fat ass nigga, that ass you've been motherfucking advertising to me, nigga.
God, the, a hardcore thug?
Pussy sticking out, nigga.
He's prison gay.
Yeah, he's prison gay.
My way to it, and I winked at you when you smiled.
I'm not gay when I fuck you. You're gay when I fuck you.
My mother. Yeah, it's only gay if you like it.
I want to fuck you then, nigga. Yeah, but I'm going to catch you slipping, my nigga, and I'm going to motherfucking shove this shit straight up in your motherfucking spinal cord, nigga.
Whoa. No, spinal
cord, nigga. I'm going to fucking hip out of place, nigga. That's how bad I'm going to beat you.
I think I want to mark this one and see if we can turn it into a rap.
My nigga, well, my
yes. I want to fuck you to your hip out of place. That does not sound fun, man.
I'm going to catch you slipping and fuck you in your spinal cord.
Your spinal cord.
And that's why I don't do anal.
That's not how it works.
I just, I don't want to end up in a wheelchair.
What's up, my nigga? What it do, nigga?
Also, though, it sounds like somebody is in a bingo hall or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Or a Mexican restaurant.
Booty white boys hiding, too. Don't think I don't see you with them.
That's the hook. Where the white boys at with the booty.
Yeah, I be want to grab you white boys up too and slam my motherfucking dick on them fat ass cheeks. Yeah.
I haven't seen that many white guys with big fat booties.
You be wrestling, nigga, with them tight ass motherfucking goddamn wrestling uniforms.
Not even like.
You need to go to West Hollywood.
I be looking at them fat ass cheeks.
I used to live in West Hollywood. I just don't remember, like, nice round booties.
Men that get a BBL now.
Oh, well, okay, that's
I'm
different.
I'm going to show you how a real motherfucking man do it.
How old are they?
You ain't going to be able to resist me, nigga. That's for real, for real.
For real, for real.
Because I feel
I do rodeos, he's too. I've been there, too, nigga.
He's still going.
Yeah, he's got like another 90 seconds.
I hope to your motherfucking ass.
And the bodybuilders that I dated, like,
strong ass motherfucker, right?
One. Had a nice butt.
I mean, a bubble butt is hard to achieve.
You have to do the right workouts.
Yeah, I have genetics.
Are you saying that you have a bubble butt, Mateen?
I do not, man. I got my butt look like I got hit with a calculus.
With a what?
Calculus butt. Big dick calculus butt.
Flat.
Nigga, while I'm fucking ramming my motherfucking dick in his ass. Hell, fuck yeah. I'm talking about beating the nut out that motherfucker's asshole.
What is going on? Beating the nut?
Stomach, nigga. Why I'm fucking the shit out of this goddamn ass.
Yeah, this guy definitely has done like 5 to 10. For B&E.
That motherfucker. Every time I ram my fucking big dick hole up in your fucking stomach, nigga, I'm trying to motherfucking knock your motherfucking hips out of place, nigga.
Oh, at least he didn't say, I want to knock your teeth out from your stomach.
Hell, fuck yeah. I want to blow your motherfucking
that's
mind.
A huge
I
want to
ram your fucking head through that fucking headboard, nigga, and motherfucking knock a hole in the wall, nigga, by fucking the shit out your motherfucking
the thing is, there are guys that would totally be into this.
Fat boy push you through
the violent ones.
I've been watching that fat booty, nigga.
No, the submissive ones. The power bottoms. They're like, yeah, you think you can do that all to me? Go ahead. My ass is so tight, you're going to come in 2 seconds.
While I'm all up in your fucking ass, nigga. Damaging your motherfucking walls, nigga. Trying to beat the hive out your motherfucking ass, nigga. Yeah, because when you fart, that shit going to burn, nigga.
When you fart, that shit
going to
burn.
Motherfucking
this sounds exciting.
I'm going to show you how a real motherfucking man fuck bitches for real, nigga.
Is this two you different people talking?
No.
It's one guy moaning
treat you like
while the other guy talks.
Bitch, nigga.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it did it for someone. The thing.
Wow.
The thing, when you fart, it's going to burn. Did he give you an STD?
Yes. That is insane.
No, he just fed you tacos.
He put hot sauce on his dick.
It sounds like one of those, like back in the day when like Wu-Tang had that interlude. I'm gonna soap your asshole and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. Have you heard that interlude on the Wu-Tang 36?
I mean, I know a bunch of the interlude. I mean, I don't know specifically the one you're referencing, but yeah, it had that vibe. It had the interlude vibe.
I'm gonna soap your asshole and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Do any of the artists even still do interludes now that no one sells
Not
albums?
Really. No, Drake does some of them. Drake has a couple.
Yeah, I feel like
they don't have like original interludes like they used to.
It all went away because of streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we lost so many nice art forms because of digital.
Yeah. You have to listen to all of these.
So I used to be the one to do it, and I recently tasked my audio engineer with doing it now.
CJ, do you work for the company too?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do the social. So like I'm the one that reaches out and books all the comedians or porn stars or whoever we have as a guest.
No, I mean like for the call service.
Oh, no. No. Oh,
okay.
No, I don't. Yeah. That's his thing.
It's mind-numbing. It's horrible. You listen to it like we joke around. I can't masturbate anymore because I just have too many other dicks being stroked in my memory now that I wasn't present for. It's like, it's just,
yeah,
it ruins a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun. Like it's so much better now that I don't have to go through and find the ones that we're listening to.
Cause you become desensitized.
He's been ear raped and mind molested.
Yeah, but I consented. It's my own fault. I shouldn't have worn the short little skirt.
Yeah.
I know.
Today's word is
improv. Mateen Stewart likes the improv because it has a second bar. The only thing for me that's weird about the improv, they don't stay open late.
No, so some days they do. They do, and they don't have a second show, maybe. But if there's a second show, they, you know, if there's people there, they'll stay open. And I do like the improv because there's a separate bar that's separated from the showroom. The Comedy Store has that, but it's outside on the patio. Mm-hmm. It was like a bar, and they actually have edible food. They have a chef, great chef. Shout out to chef at the improv. But I feel like the other clubs, you know, Comedy Store, sometimes if you're not regular, the people don't treat you like family or whatever, even though you're coming to Comedy's house. The Laugh Factory doesn't have like a hangout factor to it. There's an upstairs with like a lounge, but it's not like a hangout place because they don't have a bar. But I feel like the improv is more welcoming because they do have that like bar area.
Yeah, I've only been to the improv a few times, but my takeaway was like, damn, you're closing early because you can go to the Comedy Store and you're there until 2 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some 2 a.m. nights at the improv. If you come to late for work on Sundays, man, we'll have a 2 a.m. night.
Is that that's what you guys do on Sundays?
That's the name of my show, Late for Work, 9:15 every Sunday.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's your, you know, that's like my backyard. So maybe CJ and I will have to come out and scout some other guests and see your work.
Yeah.
Laugh extra loud just for you.
Right. Okay. You know, it's like expecting a small wiener and he pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic. And you're like, oh shit, you know, pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic. Fucking gigantic.
Yep, his name's Tony Baloney, a child molester. He likes to play with a wily man's baloney.
What are you guys doing?
But if he's playing with a man's baloney,
then he's not a child molester.
Tony Baloney likes to jack off the wily man. I don't know if he does or not.
Do you like to ride the baloney pony?
Yes, so plenty.
You've never heard it called the baloney pony?
No.
Can I be a little faggot?
Nationwide, it's on your sign.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, bagwad.
I'm sorry. I just want to suck on all your dicks.
Ooh, all of your dicks.
You love the Betty hole, don't you?
If you had a guy that had a legit, like, foot shoe fetish, and he wanted to lick all of your red bottoms, would you be open to that? You're not afraid that the acid from his tongue would degrade the quality of your shoes?
You want me to is he just licking the part that I walk with?
Maybe he wants to lick the top, too.
You want somebody to love your booty
hole? I'll just have to clean it after. Or make him clean it.
That's why he's licking it.
Why do you love someone's shithole?
You want somebody to love yours?
I mean, I can love somebody because they got personality. I mean, they smell nice or something like that. You love somebody's shithole?
No, you love putting your dick inside of it and rubbing until you squirt.
Faggot.
Mm-hmm. And you like it.
You got, huh? That's what you love? You love the buddy hole? You're a goddamn fucking buddy hole faggot? You love somebody's goddamn shithole. That's where your goddamn shit comes out. Why do you...
You can't take himself seriously?
I can trade loving someone for their personality, the good looks or charm, or they smell nice.
I can understand
you just get along,
loving
get along
somebody
common,
just for their good looks, but their butthole...
For their goddamn shithole?
I don't think you love them because of their shitholes, because of what they let you do to it.
You're a goddamn shithole faggot.
Plus, it's not a shithole when you're using it that way.
You like
it
when the shit comes out? If loving somebody just for their looks is acceptable, loving somebody just for their butthole
also acceptable
should be more pure, because you're like, I don't care what you look like.
I can't see your face. Your face down on the bed.
I still love you.
Is that what Petey Lanier does? He just...
I'm French braiding your butthole hairs while I slowly sink my wiener into it.
So you're a goddamn... You're a shithole faggot.
Aw, now he's not even calling in buddy hole.
Yeah.
He's losing this argument.
Shithole. That's where your shit comes out.
You
think
he's
still jerking
it?
You want the way it looks? What about it? I mean,
let me look at his shit.
You can't judge anything sexual because the human body is pretty gross. Like, we use our mouths all over our sex organs, which are also our waste organs.
When a turd comes. When a turd comes out,
all of our smells come from our sweat glands, which is also waste leaving our body.
Somebody smelled like the worst onions? Rotten onions. Yes, at the gym today. I couldn't.
I don't know who convinced everybody that they should work out together in a group. Let's all get into one space and sweat out all of our toxins together.
No, I mean, usually it's not that bad. I swear that guy's just like, well, I'm working out, so I can't shower because I have to then work out and get sweaty again. And then I'm already sweaty, so I might as well work out. Like, he's just like...
He's in perpetual sweat mode.
Yeah, like it's just like month old sweat. I don't know.
Month old. He has to shower after the gym.
He doesn't look like it. He didn't look like it.
But he was working out.
He was working out.
So maybe he just had a really rough night.
Yeah, but like his clothing didn't look fresh or
Yeah, because clean. He puts it into the gym bag.
He wears the same gym clothes.
People do that.
Oh no, that's why it was stinky.
How old was he?
In between our ages. Like, not. Oh,
yeah, that's kind of, I get it when you're in your mid-20s. And, you know, you slept over someone's house. You forgot to change out your shit. So your go bag doesn't have gym clothes in it. You just have the gym clothes from the day before. But someone in their mid-30s is too old to be that irresponsible. Although, I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong, too, because everybody still lives at home. Mm. Mom didn't do the laundry. Still gotta go and do your reps.
Excuse me.
So are you dating in LA?
No, so I have a partner, Erica. We have a lovely daughter, our 20-month-old daughter. And it's been going well. She's a light of my life. We had her in 2021.
Yeah, you made a COVID baby.
2021, a year after my mother passed away. So mom passed away in 2020 in September. And then a year later, I had my daughter. And we named my daughter after my mother. Mm. So my name was Jamie, and my daughter's name is Jamie.
Oh, that's so lucky that your mom's name wasn't like Ethel.
and then we found out that Jamie actually means supplanter, which means to be replaced after death.
Oh, damn. So,
yeah. I didn't know that prior. After the ink had cleared, I was like, oh, I guess.
Wait, which heritage is that? Like, what language root does that come from?
Like, it's a derivative of James, which is like English or Scottish.
And that means replacement?
Yeah, supplanter.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. Replace after death, specifically.
Yeah. It's funny, you're coming into the time where you're probably enjoying the moments with your daughter a lot more. At least for me, that's what it was, because I have a little one that's 4.
And yeah, every day is a different day. Her learning curve is so high right now. So, like, she could be a completely different person from day to day. you can almost see the wrinkles in her brain developing through her eyes. Like, that's how much she's learning so fast.
And she's walking, right?
Oh, yeah. She's an early walker. She's over 3 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I saw that you say that you're tall. It's hard to tell from a video.
Yeah, I'm six three.
Okay. And your partner?
Yeah. She's 6 feet.
Oh.
Oh, damn. That child, she's going to be a giant.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Horny.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello?
What's up, Alan?
How you doing?
Horny.
Is this like the group of guys that were gathering around doing nothing at the gym, just talking to each other?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Looking for someone to eat my ass, or?
I want to eat that ass, where are you?
What are you doing today? I want to eat some ass. Oh, my God. I want to get my ass eaten. Sweet. Can we work in together? That would be a fucked up, like, whorehouse situation. The guys show up. They all want the same girl, and they're like, or same guy. They're just like, mind if we work in?
Dead ass in my face. Come on, man.
It's on your face. It's on your face.
10 pumps. Swap out.
Oh, yeah.
I
would eat it out.
I hate when guys ask me if they can work in with me.
Oh, yeah. You say no, right?
I say, are you lifting this amount? No?
Yeah.
Fucking, you can't
wait your
find
turn.
Something else to do.
We don't want to come.
Don't you think they're doing it just to flirt with you?
Oh, my God.
gosh, man.
Well, then it doesn't go over very well.
You're black.
I think if you're on one of those machines that just has a pin to move the weight, and the guy's willing to move it for you, like be a gentleman and do it, then I think that would be an appropriate request. But you're doing free weights, right? Like stacking plates?
It depends. But no, sometimes I do those ones on the cable. But then they... I'm doing like ankle strap cable workouts. And then they want to move the cable all the way up to do like arms and shit.
No, you've got to be doing the same exercise.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like you just want to use the same machine, put it on a different weight, put it on a different setting. And then when you're done with yours, you want to
just
walk
leave
around. No, fuck you. And then I have to reset everything. I'm not your mom. No.
I don't know who these moms are that baby their sons. I did not get that experience.
Open that ass. Open that ass, right? Open that ass.
I really want to take you to a room and fuck me.
Oh, fuck you right there. I'm going to beat that ass, bro.
I do.
Beating or eating? They all mumble, and then I can never tell.
Fuck, come on, baby.
You wouldn't do very well in this room. You'd be like, wait, you guys, I'm just trying to catch up here. Are we beating or eating ass?
Yeah, you said you're going to fuck his ass while you beat it. Are you beating your dick? Are you eating someone else's ass? Are you smacking him? Because I don't hear any smacks. All of a sudden, we just... Then it becomes a round of applause.
I'm on the face. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually that's gross. With them moaning. All of a sudden, I got transported to some hairy male asshole slapping.
Fucking horny. I'm gonna come soon, baby. That ass, boy.
I'm fucking horny.
Oh, come in my mouth.
Did you ever sleep with any older gentleman that talked like that? I'm fucking horny, baby.
No. No, one time I went on a date with an older gentleman, and at the end of the evening, he was like, oh, do you want to go back to my place? And I was like, not really. And he was like...
Do you want to buy me a Birkin?
He was like, we don't have to have sex. I just want you to kiss it a little bit. And I was like, I'm out.
You're like, your old man dick? Didn't you get the memo that I don't suck dick?
But also, like, I don't know. Just
kiss
him
it a little.
Referring to it is like, kiss it. Like, it ruined it for me. That I already hated sucking dick, but just that. Now I can't even kiss. Like, nope, nothing. You got nothing.
I mean, that's not what I would want. If you're putting your mouth down there, I don't want you to just go. There's nothing moist and warm, and like it defeats the whole purpose. Maybe a lick, but even just a lick, like it's got to just go in the mouth just a little bit and then move on. It's fine. But I just want you to kiss it a little. What's he going to do? He's going to grab your head and then shove it in?
Yeah.
Because you're down there?
No idea.
He can't even get hard. That's why he can't get hard. Like, don't worry. I won't make you gag. I can't get hard. Just. I bet you could convince me. I never mind. What was this?
Tell me.
Not the tip, but I might be able to.
Like the side of a dick?
Just. But I don't want to be that close to a dick. Like, I don't want to smell some other man's balls.
Why are you down there long enough that you're inhaling?
The fact that I'm even there, I'm going to get some of the odors, just like they're going to get trapped in my nose and then live there. Even if I don't breathe in, it's just like they're emanating off. Ugh.
I'm a shorty, and I've been obsessed with my height ever since I was a kid because I got like picked on for being short. So then I did all this research before the internet, or before I personally had the internet, about how to figure out your height as an adult, like how, what your supposed height is going to be once you're done growing. And the everything that I saw back then, and then I've like thought about it and then like double checked it now, and you're supposed to double the height that you are when you're 2, and then that's how tall you're going to be when you're full grown if you don't like malnourish yourself or pick up smoking or something, you know.
And coffee, there's a lot of things that can stunt your growth, but yeah, I've heard that too. I like to know facts like that. Like also like the length from here, from your, the crease of your elbow to your wrist, that's your shoe size.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're not flexible enough. And then, how big around your neck is like half how big around your waist is. So if you don't want to try pants on in the store, you just put it around your neck. And if it touches, then it'll fit perfect. And if there's a gap, then they'll be too small. But if it overlaps, they'll be too big.
Human body.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're weird shaped.
Yeah, you're one of these people with the super long necks or super short necks.
Yeah. She's, she's like 37 inches. And so she's 4 months to go before she's 2.
Oh my gosh, she's going to be like 6'4", 6'5". Holy cow. Good for her.
Doctor's thinking like 6'1", 6'2". So
did your wife play any sports?
No.
Or not wife, I'm sorry, your partner.
No, it's fine. I think football, but nothing of them.
I played volleyball when I was younger. But
basketball. Basketball, I would go basketball or soccer, for her, maybe goalie.
Yeah. Goalie. But I mean, volleyball is a good one if you have height, but it just doesn't, there's no path to monetization.
No, not really. I mean, not the only path to real monetization in women's sports is tennis. Modeling.
It's mommy considering modeling a sport now.
Yeah, modeling is a sport. It's just not, you know.
I mean, it is a talent.
Yeah.
You have to be more than just a good-looking person.
You have to know how to look dead but be alive.
Yeah.
More dead in the face.
This is Bettina Stewart, and if you want to catch me live, see what I'm doing online, please check me on Instagram at Bettina Stewart. That's MATENSTEWART.
Man, I wish that motherfucker do me a favor, go jump off one of them closest bridges, man.
Tranny Revere, the faggot queer, who likes it up in rear.
That motherfucker been on there all night long, man. All night. On here again.
All night long. Here. All night.
Man. No, for real, though.
Hey.
I mean, honestly, live on here.
If it wasn't you never for this chat.
They do a lot of Lionel Richie references by mistake on here.
Long.
You never hear him eating dinner. You never hear him eating bread. You never hear him taking a shower, bath, nothing. Taking ass, nothing. Hey.
Who's bringing their phone into the shower?
I mean, goddamn, they're always on here.
The suicidals.
In the dishwasher. You know, nothing housework, nothing. Come on, I got a housemaid. I got a house and a cook.
Yeah, he ain't got a housemaid.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, she do. She in a nursing home.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's true.
No, you think I'm lying? You never hear nothing over there, man, in the house. No cooking. You don't hear no air conditioner going.
Ceiling
fans, nothing but a loud ass.
If you're in a nursing home, though, you hear all the other old people bitching and complaining.
Oh man,
No, you don't think you're just hanging out in your room on the phone. Like, oh, my.
Paralyzed,
sorry,
man.
It's my grandson. Man, come on. Very important call.
I don't know. I feel like every now and then you would hear the crash cart. It's like.
You don't hear no goddamn seagulls or nothing.
Mr. Wilson in room 1218 just went code.
In the nursing home. That bitch in the nursing home.
Yeah, you just hear them screaming, clear!
By herself at the top of the stairs.
Come on, I live on the beach.
I doubt that.
I feel like they're nursing homes.
On the beach?
Yeah.
I doubt
she blew it for me. When that bitch
said
she got a damn jacuzzi in her bedroom, that did it for me.
I can't believe that they've gone ahead. They've shamed her so much that she doesn't use the name Revere anymore.
In the bedroom.
That's a lonely old guy.
No, she's just the lady from Boston.
I heard jacuzzis are good, you know, for you. She's just living it.
They'll call the chat line. That's it.
Tranny Revere, if I get queer, is obsessed with Scorpio.
Scorpio has teammates?
That's not really necessarily a compliment, you know. Not to me.
I know.
Holy shit.
That's an insult.
He doesn't normally get along with the guys.
But don't say what I'm in here, though.
What did we miss?
Pretty much that's an insult.
Yeah, it's pretty much an insult, man.
It's never an insult when somebody is obsessed with you. Never.
That's what I said, pretty much.
Scorpio like dogs, Scorpio like animals and cars, it's okay.
Pretty much.
I mean, you can say it's nothing to brag about.
Monster.
Yeah.
But it's never an insult.
The monster is obsessed, homie. Yep, that's all on his mind.
I don't think that the lady from Boston/Revere is a man.
I don't either.
Not at all.
I think it's a man. I mean,
I don't think it's a man at all. It's clearly a man. They are a female.
It's a lady.
All these fucking genders and pronouns twisting our tongues when we don't mean to say the wrong thing. It's a challenge.
Felch me, baby. Felch me, baby.
Felch me, baby. Felch me, baby. Felch me, baby.
Cheek in town. I like to smoke it pot.
You sound like you do heroin, lady.
Yeah, they do.
If you smoke it, she just calls it pot.
Yeah.
I like my trees dosed with dope.
Yeah, it really.
I like the free base weed.
Crash and burn a car by fucking smoking.
Bruh, they should outlaw alcohol and make pot legal.
I mean, pot's legal in a lot of places now.
Yeah, alcohol, it destroys more marriages, families, lives.
Yeah, yeah. It destroys all kinds of things.
The alcohol isn't what's doing the destruction. It's the bad relationship, and then the alcohol is a symptom.
Yeah,
I don't think pot's ever destroyed a marriage or...
That's also not true.
That's not true.
Not true.
But again, it's a symptom. All of these numbing agents are symptoms. People wanting to escape the trap that they're in.
You drink beer, you know that.
Yeah. You're not going to smoke a joint and go fucking try to beat somebody up.
That's also not true.
Pot melts you out sometimes.
Yeah, you're just going to go fucking see if they want to fucking take a hit.
Yeah, alcohol, some people get redneck on that shit.
Blair pulled a knife on somebody when she smoked. She got on the metro and felt scared and pulled a knife on someone.
I know some friends.
Oh, wow.
I said, I can see them progressing slowly. And I know
that was in France a long time ago.
Oh. Exactly.
Because they're a married couple, and I know you can just see it. Each beer, I mean, it gets progressively... You know, but I was an asshole too.
There you go.
That drinks every night.
He's in recovery.
Or every day, and they don't never have hangovers, and I'm like, hell, bar.
When I drank every day. When if I got home from work and I only had like 3 or 4 beers, I wouldn't even start until I go get some more. Cause, yeah.
Start what?
Yeah, but I've had hangovers.
I wouldn't even start. Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't start drinking if he only had 3 or 4 beers.
Well, no,
it didn't count.
I have to take that back.
He's like, oh, I only have 4.
Oh, I got it. Open the fridge. You're like, no, that's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he'd go and get more.
I was supposed to go to rehab.
Had those days.
Every day, but I still had hangovers. Yeah. I know people drink every day and they don't never have hangovers.
Did she just say she wasn't drinking every day, but she still had hangovers every day?
I mean, I've had shots.
How drunk were you? Hey, if you wake up drunk, won't be hungover.
That sucks when you wake up and you're drunk and you're like, oh sweet, no hangover. Yeah. And then 2 hours later,
you get a wake hangover.
Yeah, it hits you out of nowhere.
Before you drink,
I also hate when you day drink and then you stop because you're like, oh, I'm being responsible. And then you get a hangover
in the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck?
God, that's awful.
Yeah, I rear-ended a UPS truck, and I don't even remember if I'm getting there or fucking hitting the truck.
He was probably going to get more beers.
I know when you drink so much, you just black out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you,
you see that girl who killed those people in Ohio?
No,
yeah,
no, when?
For 10 years.
No, wherever Bradley is.
Drink.
Yeah, she was like laughing. She's a drunk driver. These pedestrians, she's like laughing the whole time, and like,
oh my god,
she only had 3 drinks. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
How many pills did she have?
Probably, yeah,
because she might have been telling the truth. And it's just like, yeah. Officer, I'm fairly high. I didn't have any drinks,
I'm on Oxycontin,
80 milligrams. It's just one pill.
I mean, how tiny was she though?
I don't know, she was. There's like a whole, like her whole like mugshot went viral too, because she's like smiling in the mugshot too.
Man, you gotta have, yeah. I mean, I guess if she was still drunk, otherwise you would hope that it was not just complete lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, I think she was just still drunk, bro.
Yeah, that's rough. Hopefully she has a lot of regret.
Yeah. Sorry, my dog's barking.
I'm just happy that my dog Hamburger Head can't hear your dog barking, because he would start going crazy.
Okay.
I think he did hear it because his ears perked up as soon as.
He's like, what is that?
Is it the Frenchie?
Boston Terrier.
Boston Terrier. Okay.
Oh what? Yeah, you saw his little face over here.
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
Cleo. She's a Cleo. Come here. She's a mutt. And then I have a 12-year-old dog that's also a mutt. He's on his last leg, though. Mm. I saw a dog that was 31 years old.
Yeah, Leo, that was the Guinness Book of World Records for oldest dog ever.
That dog was 31 years old. That got to be.
That's what I said. I was like, uh-uh. They must have been like.
Because his eyes were still okay.
Mm-hmm. We were joking around about it, and I was like, nah, they like replaced the dog because they didn't want to admit that it died. Then that one like got hit by a car, so then they replaced it again, and they're like, nope, same dog.
It's just
a long bit.
I don't understand why you would want your dog to live for 31 years. That's such a commitment. That's more than a mortgage.
Yeah. It's like having a turtle or fucking.
I have a turtle. A
cow. Period.
I bought this dog when I lived in an apartment, and then I bought a house, and I still have the same dog, but I own the house.
Yeah. Life changing.
I have a turtle. He's 8. Well, I've had him for 8 years, and I'm like, oh.
This dick is nuts.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/phonefreakspodcast.
Yeah. Oh.